Cat hair comes from cats. Hog hair comes from hogs. Dog hair comes from dogs. I'll be darned. I didn't know hogs had hair. They do. All fur-boring animals have hair. Hogs are boring animals, therefore they have hair. I thought they had bristles. No, you're thinking of brushes. Brushes have bristles. Hogs have hair. I'll be darned. What makes them so boring? They're boring, Drover, because they grunt all the time. If they had anything to say, maybe they wouldn't be so boring. But their answer to everything is a grunt. Yeah, and who cares what a hog thinks anyway? Exactly my point. And let that be a lesson to you. Just then, Slim pointed down to the creek. Looky yonder. There's our doe and fawn again. He gave us the evil eye. Don't you dogs even think about chasing those deer.
Who, me?
Hey, he didn't need to. Sure enough, on the other side of the creek was a white-tailed doe and her fawn. They'd been coming in for water for the past several days, and Slim sure didn't need to worry about me barking them away. No, sir. The thought had never... Okay, maybe I'd thought about it once or twice. I mean, barking at wild animals was second nature to a dog, but Slim had made his position clear on the matter, and I had taken a solemn pledge not to bother his deer. Heck, I had even promised to protect him. At that very moment, my ears picked up the sound of an approaching vehicle. That was odd, very odd. Who would be coming to Slim's place at this hour of the day? I didn't know, and it didn't really matter. The vehicle had no business on our ranch, and it was time for us dogs to bark the alarm. Drover, we've got an unidentified vehicle coming in from the south. This could turn into a Code 3 situation. Let's move out. We went streaking past Slim's pitiful little yard. It was pitiful because it contained no grass, only weeds. And most of those weeds were withered and brown from the heat. We roared past the yard, past the house, and went ripping up the hill to the cattle guard. There, sure enough, we met the unauthorized vehicle. Description: old Ford, faded blue, conventional box bed, a dent in the right fender. A driver appeared to be sitting, well, in the driver's seat. I guess that wasn't such a big clue, but I took note of it anyway. When you're head of ranch security, you have to notice every tiny detail. I mean, if there'd been no driver, that would have been... Never mind.